The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case this week that could force internet retailers to start collecting state sales taxes. The case comes from South Dakota. It attempts to reverse the decision in the earlier Quill case from North Dakota. Quill sold office supplies through catalogs. The High Court would not allow North Dakota and other states to require the collection of sales taxes from retailers that do not have a physical presence in that state.
The arguments made back in the early 90s that basically disallowed states from collecting from entities that don't have a physical presence is really null and void now, we believe. We believe that technology has improved and taken away the burden on online retailers, and that they should be collecting and remitting.
North Dakota Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger says in the Quill case, justices ruled it would be extremely difficult to collect sales taxes in different states. He says there are now certified service providers who can collect and remit sales taxes.
So really, in front of the Supreme Court, one of the arguments that will be made will be, you know, the burden of collecting and remitting the local taxes is because of technology. It really doesn't exist anymore.
Rauschenberger says the state legislature passed laws to begin the collections if and when Quill was overturned.
When any person in North Dakota actually buys a product online, under state law, that they still owe the tax. It's just they have to remit it individually on what's called a use tax form. But that is, of course, very frequent and far between that we actually see any kind of remittance of use tax from individuals, because it's a voluntary basis, essentially.
Rauschenberger says there are some online retailers who do remit sales tax. However, the vast majority do not. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.